We're here at the 71st Annual Convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and with me is Susan Littlefield, who is the convention organizer this year, right? And that makes you, what, president-elect of NAFB. And so, Susan, tell us what we have in store for the convention this year.
It's going to be a fun convention. We're kind of focused on From Our Roots, Our Future Grows, because we as broadcasters, especially as I get older within the organization, we remember what it was like when we started out doing our reports, doing reports from here, focusing when we're out on the road, and really that has really established and kind of opens up new doors and new avenues for the newer members that are coming in. But it is the 70th anniversary of NAFB, the 71st convention, like you mentioned, and so we've got a variety of different speakers to kind of hit, you know, everybody's palette of taste when it comes to, you know, different things, talking new technology. M&P is talking about some great new marketing that's coming out that's focusing on the farm broadcaster and ag radio and television. There is Ag Secretary Vilsack's coming in on Friday, changed his schedule up to be here because he wanted to be with the broadcasters. We've got Senator Moran coming in. We've got an entire panel that's talking about ag issues that are happening, especially with the new changes we're going to see in Washington, D.C. in this next term. So it'll be interesting to get their perspective as to what's going to happen, how they're going to see agriculture be able to take advantage and maybe some disadvantages as well for ag in the new House and Senate. We have the fabulous Beekman boys coming in. And I'm excited about that because I've known these guys for a few years. Josh and Brent actually won the amazing race a few seasons ago, but they're grade A dairy goat farmers from upstate New York. And what's interesting about that is they're going to talk about how they've been able to revitalize a small community. We see so many of our small towns with the signs going up, going out of business, or, you know, the doors are being locked and the streets are just rolling up. And they were able to revitalize a tiny little town that they've lived in. And now they're taking that word across the nation to focus on increasing agriculture and focusing on those ag producers out there that do what they love every single day.
Well, how many people attend this convention on an annual basis usually?
On average, it's probably about 850 people. Thursday, of course, is our biggest peak with Trade Talk. That's where everybody focuses. And as you well know, you spend a lot of time talking into the microphone and talking to different folks. So for that, that's our biggest peak of our Night of Honors banquet. And then there is, you know, probably 100 and I think they said 155 or 160 farm broadcasters that are going to be here doing what they do best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your job as a farm broadcaster, because you work at a station, and there's not that many of you left, right?
No, there's not. I do work at a radio station in Nebraska, in Columbus. It's KZEN, and we do cover, we're called Nebraska's Biggest FM. We do cover the whole eastern half of Nebraska, so I do get a chance to talk to a lot of great producers, and I do markets for a small station out of Brookings, South Dakota as well. But for me, farm radio, I just love it. I mean, I've been doing radio since 1989 when I was in college and been an NAFB member since 1996. And so for me to be able to get on the air every day, my first report's at 5:30 in the morning, my last report's at 6:30 at night. So I'm on the air at least twice an hour during that time period to be able to talk about ag radio, markets, farm news. And then obviously I live it too because we farm.
Well, and as you talk with going back to the theme of the convention, From Our Roots, that is really the root of farm broadcasting, is the local radio station. But how has that changed? Even just as you've been in the business, the new technology that we're using, the new social media tools, how has your job changed?
Oh, it's changed dramatically because the World Wide Web, we stream. And so I've got farmers that listen in other countries. They want to know what's happening market-wise in the States, and they will send me tweets and Facebook messages asking questions about what we're seeing, weather, what our crops are doing. So that kind of opens your eyes that it's no longer you talking into that microphone, it going out of the airwaves of your listenership. It is so much beyond. And social media, I think, has had a huge aspect and a change to the way we do broadcasting as well.
Well, Susan, that's all the specific questions I have. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say, when you see your farm broadcaster, give them a hug, thank them for what they do, and maybe offer them a cup of coffee, because usually by the afternoon we're going on added steam.
We should have Hug a Farm Broadcaster Day.
I love that idea. Hug a Farm Broadcaster Day. You know, one thing I didn't mention, I hope you're going to be doing the 5K with us on Friday.
Actually, we're flying out Friday, but yes, forgot about the 5K. Tell us a little bit about
the 5K. It was something that we started, our executive director, Tom Brand, started last year. You know, everybody's in this big whole change to get healthy and stuff. We do have a health fair here, so everybody can get free flu shots, free health screenings, and then we're doing a 5K on Friday morning. And this year, the money goes to the Children's Hospital in Omaha, to their GI clinic in honor of our youngest son. Paul was a failure to thrive baby and was very sick, still is to this day, but because of Children's Hospital, you know, we have him here with us, and he's getting into sports. He's become a more active fourth grader, but it's a way to give back. And the GI Clinic has already said they have a treasure box, and the money that's been raised from this 5K is going to replenish that treasure box with new toys. So when those kids have procedures done, they get to go to the treasure box and bring something new home. So it's kind of exciting that they're going to use the money for something good.
Awesome. I'm glad you brought that up. All right. Well, here at the 71st Annual National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.